All right, everybody, on screen now is a ridiculous video of Andrew Tate, who is currently sitting in shackles in a jail cell in Miami, Florida, awaiting extradition to the United Kingdom for charges of rape, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and CP. But I am not going to let up on this story. I want to double down on covering this case because with every passing day, it becomes more and more obvious that this administration is inexplicably intertwined with the Tate brothers' case. Trump admin officials have been putting their names and reputations on the line over the past year or two in order to cover up for the Tate brothers, to try to get them to be released, to try to get charges dropped and investigations stalled, and it has culminated into all of these Trump admin officials having egg on their face when we now have more evidence and more court filings. The Tate brothers were doing exactly what they admitted. They were trapping women in certain countries and using them to do sex work, taking those women money, taking their freedom, taking their dignity, and then lying to the women, stealing their passport, and not letting them leave. Those are the allegations against the Tate brothers. And even when those allegations were already made in court filing years ago, Vice President J.D. Vance still decided roughly 1 year ago to follow both Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate on X. The Tate news account says maybe they should grant the Tate brothers full immunity to stop foreign political persecution. Oh, well, little did you know, the Trump administration had been trying to get the investigation into the Tate brothers dropped. And I just want to point out the broader pattern right here. If you're a despicable human being, someone like Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, someone like Jeffrey Epstein, then the Trump administration will not only launder your reputation and try to elevate you to the highest echelons of power, but they will also run cover for you. There is a surgical pattern of the Trump administration allowing the worst of the worst, criminals, people who have scammed Americans, people who have raped, abused, beaten, human trafficked, and the Trump admin tries to let them off or stop investigations into them. We've covered on this channel the investigation into certain Epstein properties being stalled and halted by the Trump administration because this is how they play. This administration views everything through the lens of money, power, domination, and misogyny, basically. And that translates into who they support. It is why this administration is so soft on Epstein and the files surrounding him. It is why people like J.D. Vance are more than happy to follow Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, even after they had been accused and had admitted, basically, that they were taking women's passports and trapping them in foreign countries. J.D. Vance doesn't care about the 27 plus sexual assault allegations against Donald Trump. He doesn't care about the comments made by Donald Trump surrounding women. So of course he's not going to care about the Tate brothers. They are like trying to build this right-wing manosphere where they undermine human values. They try to degrade and humiliate women in a misogynistic manner and teach millions of young men that that is the way you should operate. Well, guess what? It leads to where Andrew Tate currently is in jail. We have new filings that were released, and I just want to put into context what these people were supporting. This stuff was public when J.D. Vance followed Andrew Tate. This stuff was public when Donald Jr. was flirting with Andrew Tate on Twitter. This stuff was public when Barron Trump and Andrew Tate were doing Zoom calls. This says, the federal filings released Monday night detail complaints made by women to British officials against both brothers about sexual and physical abuse, including claims that the women were choked, sometimes to the point of passing out. They were raped. The brothers, who appeared in federal court in Miami on Monday, have denied all allegations. Listen to this part. Their attorneys have vowed to fight against this extradition. One of the attorneys publicly urged the Trump administration to intervene. I mean, there's a lot of parallels between Tate and Trump. It says, after getting their start on reality TV in the UK, the Tate brothers have gained notoriety over the years by promoting increasingly misogynistic content online, racking up followers, and criminal charges. Andrew Tate, a staunch supporter of President Trump and self-described misogynist, has built his platform around toxic masculinity and become a prominent figure in the so-called right-wing manosphere. I want to continue to build on this story by pointing out that Andrew Tate was handed a massive, luxurious $6 million a year paycheck to make videos for Rumble in which J.D. Vance invests in, Peter Thiel invests in. They are trying to create this right-wing manosphere, this ecosystem in which they can poison the minds of young men. And I promise you, for every single day that I am alive and making content and pushing for a better future, we will be pushing back against this BS right-wing poisonous slop. Not only the election fraud lies, not only the masked men walking through our streets, but even this type of antisocial behavior that is spread by Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate. There's already a problem with young men and young people in general being uniquely antisocial due to COVID, due to social media. There are many studies about this. And it's not helping the case that Andrew Tate is telling young men to just treat women like shit and that'll fix all of your problems. Maybe we actually want a society built around social harmony and everybody respecting each other and building towards our own unique individual interests. I want to build towards becoming the better version, best version of myself. And I know you all want to as well. And we can't do that with this type of misogyny, humiliation, domination, convincing young men that their only problem is young women. It is disgusting and despicable. And really quickly, if you agree with these frameworks and what we're saying, make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. The Tate brothers gained a massive online presence, and I'm not sure we'll ever, you know, dominate the internet to that degree, but we can try, we can push back, and we can build our own ecosystem. To continue, this says, Andrew Tate made a deal with the right-wing streaming service Rumble, which had recently received major investments from Peter Thiel, the tech billionaire, and J.D. Vance, Trump's vice president. The details have not been confirmed, but a confidential contract shows an agreement to pay Tate at least $6 million a year for a weekly quota of 5 short videos and a 30-minute live stream. His presence inspired a 45% increase in active users, sending Rumble to the first place on Apple. A few months later, Elon Musk bought Twitter and then reinstated Andrew Tate's account. This was after there were videos of Andrew Tate just admitting what he did. I keep getting these emails saying, Adam, you're being a broken record and you're showing the same videos about Andrew Tate over and over. But I disagree. I think this is an effective use of my platform to sit here and to show these videos of these right-wingers being absolute, I don't even know what word to use, pieces of shit. Abhorrent, awful human beings who are talking about how they sex traffic women. And then I sit here and I play these videos and people want me to, you know, stop playing them, to back off. We are not going to back down off of these freaks because the current administration basically has their back. They have the back of Trump and J.D. Vance and Barron Trump and Don Jr. and all of these people. And we have to push back against this and point out these power structures. Listen to this disgusting video.
And I became a multi-millionaire. I did this by creating a webcam studio, by taking girls who didn't know how to be effective on webcam, girls who had never done webcam before, girls who didn't have the equipment, didn't have the know-how, didn't have the will, didn't have the premises, didn't have the ability to make money with this exchange.
Wait, didn't have the will? What do you mean didn't have the will?
I created a system that allowed me to convince girls to do this, allowed me to retain 100% control of their income, allowed me to make sure they were effective, because it's a super competitive industry. Don't think this is easy money. You're just going to put a girl on the camera and they're going to get rich straight away. No, it's very competitive and it's very difficult. I learned every tip and trick it takes to make sure a girl gets paid. I know how to make sure the girl can't run away. Because once you teach a girl how to do this, she has the ability to make unlimited money from home.
Wait, she's doing against her will and she can't run away? I wonder where the sex trafficking charges stem from.
Why would she still give it to you? Why don't she just run off and keep it all for herself? Why are you getting your percentage? I learned how to do everything to take a nobody and make her a somebody. I learned how to take a nothing, turn into a cash cow.
Man, this guy is definitely not the type of egotistical prick who abuses women in his free time. I don't know where these allegations are coming from. Obviously, I'm saying this sarcastically, but it is a very serious issue. Andrew Tate has been on camera over the years bragging about his lover boy method, in which he gets women who are in like unfortunate situations across the world to fall in love with him. He sends them a bunch of money and gifts and attention and love bombs them. Then when he flies them to Romania or the United Kingdom or wherever it is, the allegations are that he would make them fall in love, steal their passport, introduce them to video camming, webcamming, make sure they have no way to leave the country and are reliant on him and his money. And then he takes about 80 to 90% of the money, of the profits that are made, while claiming that he's giving them all of the profits. So he says, hey, we're giving you the money, but he's actually just stealing it for himself. And he basically is admitting it in these videos. And I want to point out, this is very, very important. This video of Andrew Tate, it must have been from like 2018 or 2019 or 2020. It's a few years old, which means that JD Vance was following Andrew and Tristan Tate on Twitter when these videos were already publicly out there. They were already out in the public and they were just openly saying those things. JD Vance and Peter Thiel were openly investing in a platform that was trying to build the Tate brothers up to a new degree. Now that Andrew Tate is facing charges, there are questions as to whether or not the Trump admin is going to help them this time around. Well, guess what? I dug up this article from February of 2025. This was from the first time that the Tate brothers were being helped by the admin. Just so you guys know, there are direct texts from Andrew Tate in which he admits that he got help. These texts were not supposed to leak, but they did. Just bear with me. Days before Donald Trump returned to the White House, Andrew Tate got some good news. Mr. Tate and his brother, swaggering influencers, I call them sex traffickers, had been accused of coercing women into pornography. Andrew was accused of rape of a 15-year-old, beating a 15-year-old. They had been barred from leaving Romania. Now, in a January 14th text message, Mr. Tate indicated that help was on the way. Quote, I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, Mr. Tate wrote to someone close to him in a message reviewed by the New York Times. I've been told I'll be free soon, but Trump needs to see me in Miami. Only a few months later, JD Vance followed the brothers on X. To this very day, Vice President JD Vance still is following them on X. And the reporting is, when Andrew Tate was originally facing the charges, there were rumors that formal extradition would, quote, go down badly, end quote, with JD Vance, who cares deeply about free speech. You know, JD Vance is one of those people that's constantly railing against European countries and other countries for what he views as failed free speech. They're arresting and jailing people for no reason. Well, those people are Andrew and Tristan Tate in this case. A UK request to extradite Andrew Tate would be a, quote, huge mistake and risks jeopardizing Sir Keir Starmer's relationship with Donald Trump. Now, this article is about a year old. Keir Starmer is no longer in power, and the extradition push has gone through. It's gone through. Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, is considering extraditing Mr. Tate and his brother Tristan to the UK. The brothers, who are under investigation for sex trafficking, traveled to Florida on a private jet. Any request could sour relations between Trump's administration and the British Prime Minister, who enjoyed a successful trip to Washington. A formal extradition application would, quote, go down badly, end quote, especially with JD Vance, who cares deeply about free speech, it is understood. Quote, JD will make it a huge issue if they go for it. Well, guess what? They went for it, and JD Vance has no moral high ground. Andrew Tate himself tweeted out 3 years ago, there's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. 14 months of investigation. Now I'm still not charged with any crime. And guess who responded to this? None other than Donald Trump Jr. said absolute insanity. So he has the Trump last name. Donald Trump Jr. certainly represents the Trump brand, the Trump family, and the Trump administration to some degree. He is publicly throwing his support in this tweet behind Andrew Tate. I mean, he may as well have straight up just posted, I directly support Tate and don't believe any women, including the women who have accused my father, the women who have accused RFK Jr., the women who have accused Elon Musk. I mean, like, dude, Donald Trump Jr. is throwing his full support behind the admin, and it's very clear here, and it is a pattern. After Andrew Tate had admitted to all of this on camera, JD Vance followed him and still follows him to this day. Barron Trump is good friends with him. Richard Grenell, one of Donald Trump's allies in the admin, has thrown his support behind the Tate brothers. People like Paul Ingracia, a lawyer who used to work for Tate and now works in the Trump admin, has been advocating for the brothers to be released. And on top of all of that, even Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, has thrown her weight behind Tate. Tate and said that she's a fan. I know that I played this clip multiple times, but I will never stop pointing out the Trump administration's direct connection to the Tate brothers after they had admitted what they've done. Just a quick alert. This video of Alina Haba praising Andrew Tate came way after this video of Andrew Tate admitting what he had done to women.
Hi.
Hello, Alina.
Hi. Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Nice to meet you. I'm a fan. You're the one saving Trump. You're doing more important work than me.
America, not just Trump. And I agree with everything you just said. And I think that you're... Anger is the same that President Trump has for our country. And the time is now for us to stop being wimps. I think that's exactly the right sentiment. And I also have to say that I sympathize with you because I think you go through a lot of the same, show me the person, I'll find the crime that President Trump has gone through.
And so she's trying to undermine the cases into him. Did she even read into any of this? Did she even attempt to do research? As a lawyer, you're supposed to have the skills to dig through things and do research. It wasn't that hard to find the videos of Andrew Tate admitting to all of this. And now they all look so dumb. Not only dumb, but they are disgusting pieces of shit. It actually makes me mad. Just think about this. I've had to sit here as a young dude through my formative years watching the Tate brothers poison the minds of so many young men. People I used to go to high school with, I see them liking and reposting random Tate brothers stuff. You know, I grew up in Indiana. It happens. People go in different directions and I see people reposting this stuff. I see people in the highest echelons of power in the United States, people like Alina Haba, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Barron Trump, this entire family and ecosystem trying to prop up the Tate brothers as if they are good people in some way or as if they deserve a second chance. And time again, the Tate brothers come out and prove that they do not deserve their ninth chance in the world, that these investigations need to continue and that they are avoiding any sort of accountability for these heinous things. And what pisses me off is that people in America, some people who don't really pay attention to politics, think both sides are kind of just the same. Oh, both sides are bad. No, one side is covering up for pedophiles. One side is literally covering up for sex traffickers, human rights abusers. One side is sending masked men into the streets to gun people down, to gun American citizens down, like Alex Preddy and Renee Good. And you know what's interesting? The investigation into those ICE agents who killed U.S. citizens, that investigation was covered up by the Trump admin in the same way the Tate investigation was covered up by the Trump admin, in the same way the Epstein files were covered up by the Trump admin. I feel like there's a pretty particular pattern that is currently being painted here, right? Andrew Tate tweeted out an hour ago. Usually I wouldn't read what he's posting, but he's desperate right now. He said, "I'm being held in the SHU, special housing unit, the highest level of security that exists. No commissary, no visits, no contact with the outside world. My neighbor is a cannibal who screams throughout the night." Well, buddy, maybe you should have thought of that before you sex trafficked women, bragged about it, did it again, bragged about it again, and then bragged about how the Trump admin completely let you off. Here is Marco Rubio actually being asked about the Tate brothers yesterday. Honestly, if I had to guess, Marco Rubio is probably a little bit less on board with all of this right-wing manosphere slop than J.D. Vance or Don Jr. or Donald Trump. This is not a defense of Marco Rubio. He is a despicable person who has sold his soul to the Trump admin and would likely defend the Tates if Trump asked him. He doesn't seem as keen or excited to jump in front of this case in the same way that J.D. Vance did about a year back, or the same way that other Trump admin officials did about a year back. In fact, he seems a little bit disturbed that the Tate brothers' lawyer mentioned him by name. The Tate brothers are having their lawyer mention and call out Trump admin officials by name to get their attention because they think the Trump admin will in turn give them some sort of reprieve from extradition to the United Kingdom.
One of the Tate brothers' lawyers mentioned you by name. Do you have a plan to get involved with the extradition challenge that they have been...
Mention me by name?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, look, that extraditions, I don't know the details of this particular case. I've been overseas, but I mean, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know the details of it. These cases have a process that they go through in the courts. My understanding is that they're involved in that judicial process. And so that'll play itself out at this point. And there's no role for us to play at this moment or maybe ever in that regard. But I'm not going to opine on something that's still working through a legal process.
Okay. they're backing off. Honestly, for Marco Rubio, that is sort of a refreshing answer. He says he doesn't know about it. He should, as a Secretary of State. He should know about this. He could be lying. But it seems like they are going to let the process play out, and they realize how much they effed up the first time about a year ago. They metaphorically dove in front of the bullet when the Tate brothers were being investigated by the US government, the Romanian government, and the United Kingdom at the very same time. The US decided to, for some reason, help ease these investigations, and the brothers came back to Miami. Now it seems like they have realized how much they effed up, because the UK government has a huge case that they are building, and I hope this case sticks the landing. There's very clearly evidence against the Tate brothers, but a lot of it then comes down to, how can we put this evidence together in a convincing manner, even though some of it is from 2018, 2019? You know, court cases are hard, and I'm glad that the process is finally playing out as it should. Just a side note, we just learned that West Virginia GOP House member Elliot Pritt was charged with enticing a minor girl through Roblox and Snapchat. Tulsi Gabbard's brother was also arrested for trying to lure children into a hotel room in Hawaii, and part of Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate's charges were CP, child pornography. So let me end off with this clip of Candace Owens. I know that there's some audience overlap where some of my viewers also watch Candace, but I just urge you to watch this clip with an open mind, because Candace Owens had met Andrew Tate back in 2019 and said that he was a pimp. She realized very quickly that he is a pimp. But for some reason, Candace Owens then decided to do an interview with him 4 or 5 years later, where she pretends that all of the charges were fake. And this is the problem with this internet right-wing sphere. Everybody is incentivized to create these conspiracy theories about the Matrix coming down on Andrew Tate and trying to destroy him. Because it gets them money. It makes Candace Owens money. It's profitable for Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate to pretend like they are the victims. They are not the victims here. Candace Owens should not have done this disgusting whitewashing interview where she pretends like the Tate brothers were the victims. Here is a montage of what they said in 2019 versus the interview that Candace Owens did a few years later. It's going to cut in between those.
You and Candace went to Romania with Andrew Tate. Candace interviewed Andrew Tate.
Long time.
I know. It's been a very long time.
Very long time.
Actually, I met you downstairs at the Ritz.
Correct.
As I was having this dinner with my husband and his friend, Andrew Tate was there. I had no idea who he was. This is kind of before he really took off on the internet.
So Candace Owens describes how she knew he was a pimp back in 2019, but for some reason, she still did this whitewashing interview.
I had my assistant at the time with me, who happened to be Romanian. And she comes over to me afterwards and she says, this guy, Andrew Tate, I think he's a pimp in Romania. How long ago was your webcam business?
Yeah, so I stopped having any involvement with it. I think 8 to 9 years ago, I stopped.
Andrew Tate is not hiding exactly who Andrew Tate was.
I've had nothing to do with it for 10 or 11 years. It was a long time ago. It was at the early stages of the internet.
Digging back 10 years, I don't know who could survive that litmus test. Again, if you found Candace 10 years ago and you asked me about pornography, it's okay, this is 10 years ago.
Do you see the game that is being played here by Candace Owens? Candace Owens knew what Andrew Tate was back in 2019, and she openly said it on her podcast. She said he is a pimp. And then in 2023, when it financially benefited her to play blind and play dumb, she keeps using these weird lines like, oh, none of us would survive if you look 10 years into our past. We all have things that we've done 10 years into the past. Number one, Candace Owens knows that it wasn't 10 years ago. It was 2019, 2018, 2020, around that time. Number two, not all of us were pimping and sex trafficking 10 years into the past. I mean, I don't know. I'm 23 now, and there are probably videos of me like smoking pot when I was in high school, but that is the worst of it. That is the worst of what is out there. Not everybody has human trafficking videos where they're bragging about how they entrap women. Candace Owens is playing a sick double game where she's trying to downplay and reputation launder the Tate brothers in the same way that J.D. Vance tries to reputation launder the Tate brothers. I guess I want to end this off in the exact same place I started this. This entire movement of masculinity, this manosphere movement, is pseudo-masculinity or faux-masculinity. Men that are weak and that are brittle and that are fragile, pretending to be masculine by abusing other people, by tearing other people down, constantly punching down, and trying to dominate in their eyes. But when you actually look at videos of these guys, they're kind of just weak. They dress like absolute shit. Tristan Tate and Andrew Tate are very clearly like egomaniacs who barely have control of their own emotions, yet they would call women too emotional to lead. It is an absolute sickening thing to see. And the broad point that I want to end this off with is this administration vies for people like that. This administration runs defense for people like that. Do not let them try to wipe their hands clean by having Marco Rubio act like he has no clue about this. 1 year ago, in early 2025, they helped the Tate brothers escape accountability. Do not forget this. We will keep covering this. We will keep doubling down on the coverage. If you made it this far in the video, the best way to signal that you want more videos like this one, more coverage like this, is to simply drop a like below, subscribe to the feed, let us know in the comments. It helps us a lot. The feedback is very, very helpful and useful. I love you all, and peace out.